This is member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. Good morning. I'm News Director Nicole Walton on the air with State Representative John Kivala of the 109th District. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. Now, a lot of people have been asking about the propane situation in the Midwest. Why is there such a shortage of propane right now?
Well, and it is a big problem. There's a couple of primary reasons why. Propane gets used for two primary reasons in this country. One is for heating our homes, like we do in the Upper Peninsula, and the second is for drying crops, which is something I wasn't aware of until I started looking into this. Crop drying is done with corn, wheat, some of these other things, big in the Midwest, and it usually happens in the fall. Propane production is a byproduct of distilling petroleum. So the supply of propane is very consistent throughout the year. They don't make a lot of it. They make a little bit of it all year long. So they store it up, and then in the fall we have crop drying. In the winter we have home heating fuel. Well, this year we had a late crop, and it was very wet. So the farmers in the Midwest used up a great deal of the available supply, leaving us with less. And then on top of it, the foreign exports have jumped up from 4% to 20% in the last 4 years. So
now,
kind of a combination of things.
Various sources also say that the shortage began in part when a major pipeline supplying propane to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa was shut down for maintenance in December. Why was a pipeline rendered unusable in the dead of winter when people would need it the most?
Well, that's a very good question, and that is a question that myself and a couple of the legislators from the Upper Peninsula have asked the Attorney General to look into. We want to make sure that there was nothing going on that wasn't above board. If it was something that required, my understanding is there was a pump replacement. Now, if it was something that failed and needed to be taken care of, that's one thing. If it was something that people scheduled, then that's something totally different. Now, that didn't lead to a shortage in the Midwest. The shortage in the Midwest already existed. That led to a heightened problem in the Upper Peninsula. And I will tell you, absolutely, we will turn over every stone and find out why that was done.
Now, prices per gallon have reached as high as $6.29 for propane in some Michigan communities. What's being done to make sure excessive speculation and price gouging aren't the cause?
Well, first of all, you know, price gouging is something I hear on a daily basis in my office. We're getting a lot of phone calls. And I will tell you that if you look at the legal threshold for price gouging, it's not there, at least not at the local level. And I want to make people very clear on something. Your local propane dealer is not the problem right here. Much like when the price of gasoline goes up, you wouldn't pick on the clerk at the holiday store. The local suppliers right now are paying in excess of $5 a gallon for this product. Where is the money going? We're looking deeper down the supply chain to the big wholesalers. And again, we've been in touch with the Attorney General's office. They are looking at this very close to ensure that price gouging isn't going on. But a lot of what we see is, unfortunately, a supply and demand problem. There is not enough supply, and therefore it drives the price up. And so for the local people to be able to get any, they're paying through the nose to get it.
Are we going to run out?
My understanding is no. The state is monitoring now the supply more than ever. They're doing daily calls. You've got to remember, this is an unregulated energy product. So it's not been regulated before. We are trying to track it. My understanding is we're not going to run out. However, having said that, I will tell you that there are things I think the state can do above and beyond what we're doing. Myself, Senator Casperson, and the other reps from the UP have called on the governor to take even stronger steps, similar to what Wisconsin has done, and that is to offer dollars for people to purchase propane, and also for the propane suppliers, which are really in a pinch right now. I think it's essential. As I alluded, my office is getting calls every day, a lot of them, and we're getting calls from angry people, which I can totally understand. But the calls we haven't received yet are the ones saying, I'm out and I don't have money. Those calls are going to be coming soon, and we need to be prepared for them.
Now, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that it is releasing $22.1 million in additional heating assistance for low-income families in northern Michigan or around the state. Could you describe the LIHEAP program and how people could take advantage of that?
Well, the easiest way for people to remember if they're in trouble is to call 211. And that will put you in touch with Department of Community Health. And from that point forward, they can help and direct you to assistance that you may need. There are different programs out there, and for me to explain them all on the air would be convoluted, but 211 if you're having trouble. Having said that, going back to your comment that, you know, people that will qualify for home heating credit, the problem that we're having now and what I've been arguing with the governor's office about is this is not just affecting people that are at or below the poverty line.
Right.
This is when you're talking about filling a tank that used to cost you $400 and it's over $2,000, there are a lot of families, a lot, not just low-income families. There are a lot of families that are pressed to the max right now. So we need to step it up and make monies available to everybody that is struggling right now. I made it clear last night to the governor's staff that, you know, if you need my help bailing out Detroit to the tune of $350 million, then you sure as heck better be prepared to help the people of the UP that are in a dire situation, no fault of their own. So
okay,
we'll continue to push it.
Some propane distributors say the situation could last until spring. Do you see that happening?
I do. It's unfortunate. But again, when we go back to some of my original comments that propane is a byproduct of the distilling of petroleum, you cannot just ramp up production. You just can't do it. You can't turn on the machine and kick out a lot more. So at the peak of our demand, which it is right now, where it's a very cold winter, we're using a tremendous amount, we are only producing a small amount. There is no way to just bump that up and produce more to keep up with the demand. So, yes, I expect this to continue on through spring.
Okay, so people in dire straits should call 211 and find out how they can be helped out.
Absolutely. 211, if not, reach out to my office, Department of Community Health. But certainly, you know, what we don't want to see is we don't want to see people, you know, turning on their electric ranges, using kerosene heaters where it's not safe, electric heaters where it's not safe. So reach out, make the phone call, and we'll get help.
Okay. State Representative John Kivala, thank you so much for speaking to me this morning and shedding some light on this situation.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Okay. You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette.